WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. Ever feel like you're stuck in a cycle of starting things with enthusiasm only to find yourself hitting the snooze button on your goals? Yeah, me too. We've all been there, staring at the to-do list, feeling like Sisyphus pushing that boulder up the hill it never seems to end. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. This podcast is all about breaking free from procrastination's grip and getting things done, one fired up hack at a time. And today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Changing your mindset. Think of your mind like that awesome muscle you work out. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. When it comes to beating procrastination, a positive mindset is your secret weapon. It's about shifting from I have to I choose to and seeing those tasks as opportunities instead of burdens. First off, ditch the negative self-talk. We all do it, that inner voice whispering you can't or this is too hard. Replace those thoughts with affirmations. Tell yourself, I am capable, I choose to focus, or even a good old-fashioned bring on the challenge. Believe me, your brain will start responding to these positive cues. You wouldn't talk down to your best friend, so why do it to yourself? Treat your inner voice with kindness and encouragement. Next up, break down those daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever looked at a huge project and felt paralyzed? Instead of seeing the whole mountain, focus on just climbing that first step. When you make those small victories a habit, you build momentum and confidence. Before you know it, you'll be conquering that whole mountain, one step at a time. Thirdly, remember that progress, not perfection, is the name of the game. You don't have to be flawless to achieve your goals. Celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. Did you manage to get 15 minutes of work done? Awesome. Give yourself a high five for showing up and making progress. Remember, consistency trumps intensity any day. Now, picture this. You've got that big presentation coming up, and instead of feeling overwhelmed, you visualize yourself delivering it with confidence and grace. You see the audience engaged and impressed. That, my friends, is the power of visualization. It helps rewire your brain to focus on success, boosting your motivation and belief in yourself. Finally, remember that you are not alone in this journey. Surround yourself with supportive people who encourage you to reach your full potential. Share your goals, celebrate wins together, and lean on each other for support when things get tough. Ever had that project looming over you, making every cup of coffee taste like bitter anxiety? Maybe you were supposed to write that report or finally organize that closet, but those tasks felt like giant monsters waiting to devour your free time. Sound familiar? Well, I remember this one time my best friend was launching her own business and she was a ball of stress. Deadlines were looming, website updates were due, and she kept feeling paralyzed by the sheer amount to do. We had coffee, her usual triple shot espresso with extra anxiety, and I told her, focus on just one thing at a time. She scoffed at first, but we broke down those tasks into tiny, manageable bites. Researching target audiences, creating social media posts, scheduling website updates, it wasn't about doing everything all at once, but taking control of one piece at a time. By the end of that week, she had launched her website and was feeling like a superhero. So remember, changing your mindset isn't about wishing for magic solutions, it's about training your brain to be your best friend, not your worst enemy. Embrace those small wins, visualize success, and celebrate every step forward. You've got this. Now go out there and conquer that to-do list, one fired up pack at a time. I can't wait to hear about your victories. Share your stories on social media using #procrastinationpunisher. Until next time, keep it real, keep it focused, and never underestimate the power of a positive mindset.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.